You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Got a case of the Mondays, folks. We have the cure. Here's the thing. I love Mondays. I'm back behind this microphone, getting to talk about the things I absolutely love to talk about with all of you, and love it when you guys participate. So we'll have some fun here tonight on a Monday with the weather absolutely stunning outside. Summer appears, anyway, to be here. I still have flannel sheets on my bed, and I'm not feeling that confident enough yet to pull them off. But I do sense it could happen. It was June last year before I pulled the flannel sheets off. And I want to say June the year before that, or maybe late May. But I still have them on. I don't know where you guys are at with this, but I'm going to hang in there a little longer. And hopefully we'll be off to the races here soon because the weather has been beautiful. It was a pretty good weekend. Conrad, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a great day. Got outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just soaked in the sun. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen the next week.
You never know. And it was just nice enough today where, or I should say this weekend, where I had to, one of my presents to my wife for Mother's Day is she wanted this like brush gone from the side of our house. And she just knows how to trap me and say, you know, and get it done. Because she knows I'm not going to say no, even though I hate doing yard work. I would rather have weeds and sort of trim them nicely and say, that's our weed collection, rather than go out there.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I had a friend come over, and we were kind of BSing as we did it, and I didn't quite finish it, but it was a beautiful day, and I actually didn't mind doing some yard work because it was so beautiful outside. It's just the reason to be outside, which was great. So hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Hope all the moms had a great weekend. It's also my mom's birthday today, Amy Schwabba. She always gets... I feel like people that have their birthdays close to a major holiday kind of get robbed a little bit.
Well, yeah, they definitely do.
It's like being born on Christmas, you know? Well, here's your Christmas/birthday gift. It's kind of a raw deal.
Well, what about this, though? You got coal for Christmas, but it's still your birthday. So you're like, well, I get a gift at least.
Wow, that is serious glass half full thinking. I appreciate that. Your birthday's in June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not by any major holidays.
No.
That's not
no.
too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got to start gift shopping already for you. We'll see what we can do.
You can give me a... Here's an idea for you. I need a new 7-iron after this weekend.
How much is a 7-iron?
I'm
sure you could pay,
you know,
top dollar if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's hard to just get a club by itself, you know?
Really?
Because they just want to sell the full set, you know, and that's like... $1,200 something most of the times.
$1,200 for golf clubs? That's what golf clubs go for these days?
Around there.
What a racket.
I know. Well, I went to a golf lesson this past weekend on Saturday with my brother and sister-in-law, and when we were just warming up, my 7-iron snapped.
I thought you were going to say it went so horribly, you took your 7-iron to the golf teacher. What do you mean?
No.
It just snapped? It just broke?
Just broke.
Oh, wow.
The craziest noise, just metal shattering.
Well, you must have some power behind those swings, dude.
Yeah, I've been working out. You know, that was my New Year's resolution. I stick to it, and I guess I didn't know my own strength.
Your golf clubs are paying the price. Okay. Well, the bottom line is it was gorgeous. It's gorgeous
yes.
now. And that, let's do this. Before we even get to our guests, before I introduce the guests, I want to talk about the question of the night because we got a great one. The weather's great, and we need some music to go along with it. So here is our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, ladies and gentlemen, is your favorite summer song? This is a good one. There are some songs that make you think of summer. I have a ton of them. In fact, I started to make a list, and then my list got totally out of control because there are so many great songs that make you think of summer. Lots of obvious ones, but share with us what your songs are. What, when you hear it, what do you just go, oh yeah, that's summer, and you got to hear the song, and it just takes you. And there are obvious ones. Don Henley's The Boys of Summer, which really isn't about summer, always makes me think of summer for some reason. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. Love Good Vibrations. Do we have some good vibrations? Yeah.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
I mean, it's, the Beach Boys are just, you hear the Beach Boys. Even if they're not singing about summer, it makes you think of summer. I love the song I Get Around, In My Room, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, all these phenomenal, Sloop John B. The Beach Boys are just the summer band. So that's kind of an obvious one. You got a favorite summer song, Conrad?
Yeah, and you know, I just found this about 2 years ago, and I every time I have it in my playlist, that's, I don't even want to know how many songs are in it now. Probably 1,000+.
In one playlist?
Yeah.
You just keep adding songs?
Every time I hear a song I like, I'm just like, oh, add it to it. Every time this one comes on, I think of summer. I think of me having the windows down and having this song just blaring. And it's by this artist, Quinn92, who actually saw a concert in Milwaukee. He came and did our Panther Fest.
Oh, when you're UWM. In college?
Yeah.
Is he a rapper?
He's like mix. He's more pop, I'd say.
Okay.
And the song's called Georgia Peach.
Oh, nice.
I can play a little bit if you want to hear.
Let's hear it, man. Yeah.
She's my sweet Georgia peach, sort of feisty, kind of shy.
It's summer tune.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I just roll the windows down.
How do you access a song though in a playlist when you have 1,000 songs?
Well, I go to the song, but
okay.
Yeah. Other than that,
that's a great summer song. There's a lot of, I don't know what it is about hip hop that like kind of lends itself to summer too.
I was thinking about another song too that I have in my playlist that I think of summer, is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So that's our question of the night, folks. Be part of the show. Text us. What do you think? What is your favorite summer song? You can stream us if you're watching on X, Twix, Twitter, whatever they call it now, Facebook, YouTube. If you're watching on the WGBW website or the WISS website, let us know. What is your song of summer? There's another one I love that by Daft Punk. The one they with, we have that, right? Let's play that on one of these breaks.
Sure.
It's called Get Lucky. And
yeah.
It was Stephen Colbert's song of the summer. And he had legal issues because they were supposed to perform it. But CBS had a legal issue and they said no. So he did his own version of it. It was brilliant TV. And he danced to the whole song and brought in all these celebrities who were filming stuff at CBS. It was phenomenal. It was dynamite. But we'll play that tonight too. That's a good one. But let us know what your favorite summer song is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can let us know over the stream. I just mentioned all the websites or the Civic Media app. Whatever is easiest for you. It's just great when you guys participate. Our guest tonight, this is fun. We're going to do some comedy talk and some movie talk. And coming up at 6:35 is someone I don't know, and I love having people I don't know on the show. We've never met, but we were referred. We have mutual friends. Chastity Washington will be here at 6:35. She's a comedian, I believe Milwaukee-based. We'll clarify that when she's on the show. Very funny. Very funny comedian. She's also a teacher, so I'm sure she gets, a lot of comedy from that. My wife is a teacher, and I love hearing what kids say in the classroom. And she probably learns tactics like when she has to deal with hecklers in a comedy club to deal with her students. So we'll do all that. Chastity will be here at 6:35. And then our pal Matt Miller will be here at 7:20. The Milwaukee Film Festival is finally over, folks. It's a 2-week extravaganza. So we will talk to Matt about, we'll put kind of a bow on the Milwaukee Film Festival. We'll talk about what he's seen, and we'll do all of that tonight on the show. It's a great night. It's a great night for Nightlight. It's gorgeous outside, but don't go outside, folks. Sit inside, listen to the radio. Let us entertain you. Let's have a laugh together. Lots of texts. We got a couple texts we got to get to from over the weekend. Did you notice that?
I think
Bud texted us, right? Let me see if I can find Bud's text. We need to print these up because they go so far back. It's like 3 days back now. There's Bud. So he's delivering papers on a Saturday at 4 a.m.
Papers got to get delivered.
Guy's a workhorse, man. And our question, what was our question that night? I'm trying to remember. LFG. Oh,
It was actually, Is he not referencing
the...
I don't think he is referencing the question.
He says, oh my gosh, Pete, you made me chuckle with the comment that you were going to go home and try to get your wife pregnant. that would make my wife laugh too, Bud. He says, I am definitely going to drop that line in the most awkward moments possible. Well, you're welcome, Bud. By the way, my wife and I are both 61, which makes it even funnier. Love your show. Bud, you are much older than me. Not my wife. I think we're done having kids, but... did I say that, or did I just say that because of the Bluey song?
Yeah, it was you liked Bluey so much.
Yeah. I was gonna leave my wife, marry another woman who still wanted to have kids, just so we could watch Bluey with our kids.
Yep,
what a great show.
The question of the night was, who do you want to have a sleepover with?
Right. Yeah, okay. I think Bud wants to have a sleepover with me, but that's fine. I'm good at a sleepover, Bud. Bud says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, if I have to listen to one more LFG commercial." You'll see a story about a paper boy running through the neighborhoods of Madison yelling, SFU. I know what that means. Ha! Love the show, Bud, from Janesville. Thank you, Bud, and thanks for listening on a Saturday morning. It's nice to know people are out there listening to the show on a Saturday while they're delivering papers. That's fantastic. So lots of stuff. I saw a lot of stuff this weekend. I finally got around to seeing Black Bag. Loved it. I'm deep in the throes of Mobland with Tom Hardy. I think I have one episode of that left to go, but it's one of those shows where they drop an episode a week and it kind of sucks. So I got to wait every Sunday night. I have to wait for that, but it's good. It's a good mob movie. It's not like it hasn't been done before, but it's just done well. Guy Ritchie is one of the executive producers. He's a great director, and it's definitely got his kind of fingerprints all over it from the executive producer's chair as well. It's a really, it's a good mob show. If you're looking for a mob show, Black Bag was a great spy thriller, if you're looking for something like that. Good stuff. And what else did I watch? Oh, Speed Racer, Conrad.
Yes.
Taking you to trip down. That's a trip down memory lane for you.
I've probably seen that movie probably 20 times or
so. Is that right?
I loved that movie when I was younger. And, you know, I had like Lego sets of Speed Racer and stuff like that. I absolutely loved it. And as a kid... I think it was just the colors in it, you know?
It's very busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. My son really identified with it too. And he identifies with the character and the struggles of the character. Like, I didn't like all the visual. It was a little too much for me. But I love the acting. And there's some really solid moments in it. Like, just kind of kick-ass moments, you know? All right, we're going to read your texts when we come back, folks. Lots of fun stuff here tonight on Nightlight. Comedy, movies, texts, songs of summer. Summer is here, apparently. We're not going to let it go. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's a great song. It's that great 70s kind of funk beat to it. What is with those guys? The crazy helmets, remember?
Yeah, I don't. They just don't want to have their face seen, maybe? Like, I don't know if you know the radio producer, I guess I'd say, Marshmello. He's a DJ, I guess.
Okay.
He wears a huge Marshmello helmet.
Okay, because he doesn't want people to see his face?
No one has ever seen his face.
But these guys are like pop artists. Like, wouldn't you want attention? Like, you're in the spotlight, you know?
You get more recognition. Like, with the face, you know, when you're not with the helmet, you can go to the grocery store, you know?
It's a gimmick. All right. That's a great song, though. I love some Daft Punk and Get Lucky. Great tune. We got some good answers on the social media earlier when we posted our question. Luke Mathers, Civic Media's own everyman, all things. I bet you don't even know Luke's title, do you? He just does everything.
What would you say? He's a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, I would just call Civic him like, right. I mean, he's just, his title is Luke Mathers. That's it. It's just his name, and people go, oh, Luke. Yeah, the guy that does everything. He says Summertime by Mungo Jerry. Great tune. That was in, I think, Wedding Crashers, too.
It was.
Very well used.
Yep.
Love that song. We'll hear from that. We'll hear Mungo Jerry at some point. Sarah Jean Rosenberg. Hey, Sarah Jean. Thanks for listening. She says, Fishing in the Dark is the first one that came to mind. That is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I don't really know that song that well, though. But thank you, Sarah, for playing. Great to hear from you. Mike Desitel says, 4th of July, Asbury Park by the Hollies, which I think that was remade by Bruce Springsteen at some point. The Hollies, beautiful. Good. That's a summer band, actually. They make me think of summer. Daniel Wheeler checks in also on social media, says, Beach Baby by First Class, 1974. Brings me back to when I worked for the Nina Parks and Rec Department in the summer listening to the oldie station in their trucks. I love when people share an actual memory with the song too. That's awesome, Daniel. Feel free to share like why you like the song or what was, you know, what you were doing when the song played. That's awesome. Monica Hale says, Soak Up the Sun. Yes, by Sheryl Crow. Love that song. Kind of a summer song by default. All of Sheryl Crow's stuff. All I want to do is have some fun drinking beer over Santa Monica Boulevard. Great stuff. Let's go to the text line. If you want to let us know what your favorite summer song is, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Green Bay says, are you implying that you don't wash your sheets in winter? Not at all. I wash them.
Well, do you?
Dude, religiously. I can't sleep in dirty sheets. And my wife and I have a lot of sex. So we have to constantly wash the sheets. No.
Is it because you eat in bed and get a sandwich?
No, I forbid that as well. Unless it's tied to sex somehow. No, I don't want any crumbs in my bed. And I do wash the sheets religiously once a week. And I'm not even kidding about that. I'm not a neat freak. Like, I don't leave food around or anything like that. But I can have a clothes pile or something. But no, not when it comes to sheets. Nice try, Brian. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, George Carlin's birthday today. I'm giving you the 7-word challenge. Well, I know it easily, Tom. I know that by heart. It was one of the first bits I ever learned. Unfortunately, I don't think I can say any of the words on the radio. No, I can't. Even the harmless ones. Even the word that George Carlin says or said sounded like an Nabisco snack treat. Snack treat. He goes, that shouldn't even be on the list, but it is. And I'm not going to risk it. Nice try, Tom. I feel like the textures are trying to challenge me tonight. Yeah. You getting that vibe?
Yeah, I feel they are.
I don't mind it. Bring it. Brian from Green Bay also says golf clubs are not a racket. Tennis, different story. Yeah.
good point.
Good point. Brian in Milwaukee says California Dreamin', yes, by the Mamas and the Papas. Really anything with California in the title can be or is considered probably a summer song. That's a great one too. Annie from Watertown says Summer in the City, John Sebastian. And I think his band was the Lovin' Spoonful, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll have some of that. We'll have some Summer in the City. That's a go-to, Annie. Great choice. Annie also says, Anna from Madison says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite summer song is Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful. So I'm pretty sure John Sebastian Bach was the creator of the Lovin' Spoonful. So they're both right. So we'll hear some of that for sure tonight. Barb from Waukesha says, Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, that's a summer song too.
Oh, yeah.
That's Leonard Skinner, I believe. Yeah, that's a song I always think of when I think of summer. Tom from New Berlin says, Tom Petty songs remind me of the summer. Yeah, great one. Great one, Tom. And I like when I was in, I think it was middle school, The Waiting was at the top of the charts by Tom Petty. And it was the first Tom Petty song I had heard. And I just always think of it with the summer of like 1980 or 81 was The Waiting. That was my song for that summer. So thank you for that trip down memory lane, Tom, from New Berlin. Steve in Florida, Conrad's dad says, great summer song, 1984, Summer of 69. Yes. Great song. And if you're a Taylor Swift fan, she sings that with Bryan Adams. He comes out on the stage and they sing it together and they're both rocking guitars, a really fun version. But that's one of my favorite songs from growing up. And I will say, we've talked about this song a lot on this show, but The Power of Love, Huey Lewis in the News, another song I equate with summer because I think that's when, well, that was a summer blockbuster. Power of Love came out, Back to the Future. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad, Aruba, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take you. Oh, little Beach Boys, newer Beach Boys from Cocktail. I like it, Sherry. Thank you. Sherry also says, I watched The Pope 1 and The Attorney. They were both outstanding movies.
Conclave?
Yeah. The Pope 1. She couldn't think of the name. I watched The Pope 1. And The Attorney, I think maybe she means The Accountant?
Yeah, the one that you didn't like.
The second one I didn't like as much. True. All right, we're going to get to your text, too. We're going to do a quick break here where Civic Media's news team will tell you what you need to know. Great to have you with me on this gorgeous Monday night, folks. We got comedy and movies tonight. It's all coming up. First, though, the news. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. It is great to have you with me on this gorgeous Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. Always fun. Tom from New Berlin says, washing my first car. That was, is that tied to a song, Conrad? Am I missing the song?
Maybe that's a song. I don't Maybe that just reminds him of summer.
That's good. That could be. I'd write a song called Washing My Car. It would have to be summer. You can't wash your car in the winter. Not in Wisconsin. Jack and Diane by Mellencamp. My friends and I would sing that on road trips in the 80s. That's Barb from Waukesha. Great one, Barb. I think my most current song, though, is Get Lucky by Daft Punk. That's my current favorite summer song. And then I got to go back to Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. So we'll keep reading your texts. Keep sending them. 855-752-4842. 855-756-75. What did I say?
I think
855-75-CIVIC. That's what
yes.
It was. I was choking on the C. I was choking on the V.
I think you're thinking about the gelato already.
Let us know what your favorite summer song is, folks. It looks like it's finally here. Matt Miller is coming up at 7:20, Milwaukee-based film critic. We always have fun talking to Matt. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome a new guest to Nightlight. We have mutual friends, but I've never actually met this comedian. But she's very funny, and I'm thrilled to have her here tonight. Milwaukee-based, I think, she can correct me if we're wrong, Chastity Washington joins Nightlight now. Hey, Chastity.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Are you in Milwaukee?
I am okay. Milwaukee, yes.
You've been all over the place. Like, I was looking at your credits, and I'm like, I think you either live in Milwaukee now or used to, but it's good that you're still there. It's a great comedy town, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. We've grown a lot.
Yeah. Mm. I saw on your resume that you played the Comedy Cafe, and I have to ask you, did you play the one that was downtown or the one over on Brady Street?
Both.
Both. Oh, wow.
Both, yeah. I'm okay. That old. That's how old I am.
I played the one on Brady Street in the 90s, and it was okay. My favorite club to work in the entire country. I was Chicago-based, but I loved
it. Yeah, yeah.
They were so great to me, and I was only, I think, featuring at the time, middle act, you know, getting like 4 weeks a year, but it was some of my best memories in comedy were working Milwaukee, so I assume it's a good place to be based from, too, though.
It is. It is. It's been blessed. I've been able to work everywhere and people kind of, you know, and also kind of open doors a little bit. A lot of times people don't know everybody that's from Milwaukee either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's been a blessing, you know?
Absolutely. So, all right, let's talk about, this is your first time here. So let's talk about, tell us a little bit about when you started and what that was like.
Okay, I'm gonna take you back. I'm gonna take you back to mid '90s. Okay, I'm gonna take you back to some of this, right? Okay. So I started in 1994, okay. And I'm a Wisconsin product. I went to the University of Wisconsin Parkside nice. In Nowhere, Wisconsin, and. Yes, and that's where I, you know, started my freshman year, first show ever in our student union.
Wow.
In a student talent show, and went from there. I was, of course, working on my dramatic arts degree at Parkside there, and from there started to do performances in the area, and then started working in Milwaukee. We had four clubs in Milwaukee at that time, which was incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
great. So you were going to open mics as early as your freshman year in college.
Yes.
That's impressive. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. We have another parallel here because I think I was 20. It was like a student coffee house show. I went to DePaul University in Chicago and I went up and did stand up. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Come on.
It was a very friendly crowd and I crushed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is easy. And then you go out and you do the open mics and they hand you your hat basically and send you on your way. But what a fun, fun place to start. And it sounds like you had a very similar experience in college.
I did. I was really well received. I appreciated like all of my teammates. I played basketball at the time.
Oh, sweet.
For the Ranger Bears.
Nice.
So all my teammates showed up and my other friends, my best friend, all of us on campus showed up. So that part was very, very cool. And then of course, like you said, you got your hat and your booty handed to you, when you go to real places, they look at you like, why did you think that was funny?
Yeah.
Why did you bring that up? Who said? No one's clapping, you know? So it was a learning curve, learned quite a lot, but continued to work, started to get, you know, some paid gigs in Milwaukee, and then really started to flourish, worked those couple of years, and then started to go to Chicago, top of the 2000s.
Okay.
2000, 2001, started regularly coming to Chicago.
Okay.
Working through Chicago, working... working the South Side, working the West Side, working, you know, then eventually got opportunities to start working at Jokes and Notes in Chicago, which was in Bronzeville.
Okay.
And then getting some, you know, opportunities at some of the other clubs, but not as much. And then things really broke through for me. I got to do, you know, Coming to the Stage and BET's Common View 2001, 2004.
Nice.
And that just, you know, opened up other doors. Got blessed to do HBO's Def Jam in 2007.
Oh, wow.
Really have been really, really blessed all these years. You know, JFL and... You know, it's been great.
Oh, Todd JFL. Jordan Cruz. I know what that is. That's Just for Laughs in Montreal. Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before everything, you know, shut down within the last couple of years, because I did it back in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Were you a new face?
I was a new face. And then I had a lot of showcase spots.
Nice.
Which was very cool. Yeah. I got to showcase with some great folks. I've been blessed to work with some folks. Did a NACA conference one year with everybody from SNL. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, wow. Nice.
So it's been really blessed. You know what I mean?
I love that the way Montreal does it. They have the new faces, but most of the people in the new faces, when I did it, I had been doing stand-up for 10 years. And it sounds like you have been doing it for almost 20 years. So, but you're still the new face to them, I guess.
Uh-huh. To them.
Yeah.
To the industry folks and folks that have no idea who you are,
right.
So absolutely.
Chastity Washington is my guest. She is a Milwaukee-based stand-up comedian. We're going to hear a little bit of your comedy now, and then I obviously have more questions for you. Can you sit through your own act? Can you get through this?
I can.
Okay.
I'll be mad at the end, but go ahead. Go ahead, Pete. Take me out.
Here's Chastity Washington.
Who in here rode the bus to school? Who rode the bus? You almost died every week. You're being on the damn school bus. You coming out the seat, you would hit your skull on the roof. Hit your face on the window, you sliding out the seat. Your friend would throw up on the bus every week. You hit your face on the seat in front of you. Concussion. My kids now want to take an Uber. A Lyft. They don't know fun. These kids don't know fun. They don't. Like recess is different. Recess used to be everything. Like at some schools, and I'm from the Midwest, so it get cold. It's under 32 degrees, and some schools they can't go outside. We went outside, it'd be nothing degrees. We lost skin, eyes, fingers, toes. Somebody would bury you. They wouldn't find you till the end of the day. Now they gotta have recess in the gym. You ever seen recess in the gym? It's like war. Got everything. Tears, blood, throw up. It's kids laid out across the whole gym floor. Ducking balls like bullets. They jumping off the bleachers. You ever seen a kid choke another kid with a hula hoop and drag their ass? It's a different time.
That's Chastity Washington. She is with us now over the stream from Milwaukee. I can relate to all of that because my wife is a teacher and has been for decades. And let's go there. First, before we get to the teaching stuff, I want to ask you, when did you know, Chastity, A, that you were funny, and B, when did you think I can be funny in front of strangers? Because those are two very different things.
It is. You know what? Okay. So I knew I was funny young. I did. It kicked in maybe seven or eight years old.
Okay.
I knew because I would always challenge myself, like, if I can make my teacher laugh, right? This is it.
Right.
Come on. I don't care what goes on after this. This is, if I can make Miss Durrett laugh unexpectedly, that was my key. Like, if I could catch them when they weren't expecting to laugh, that's what I was looking for.
Nice.
You know? And so I was always, and I could mimic everybody. I, you know, do everybody's voices in class and impersonate everybody. And so, and people would have jokes, right? But I would figure out a way, they get their jokes out and I do mine at the end and make sure it was funnier than everybody else. So that's what it was for me. And then it set in probably that night. I mean, I had always performed. I was always a dancer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I was a dancer from the time I was a little kid, and would always. I ended up like being the host of all of our pep rallies in high school, and
oh, nice.
I was on student government and stuff like that. So it didn't fully set in. I mean, I was always in front of an audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't doing stand up, I was always. For whatever reason, ended up in front of an audience. Finally joined the drama club my senior year of high school after much convincing by my acting teacher, Mr. Brown. But I didn't do stand-up, like I said, until I was 18, until that night in the student union. It was like October of 1994. I'll never forget it. It was like, I don't know, something clicked,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, it totally does. And there's an obvious parallel between teaching, because you're up in front of an audience, so to speak, and stand up. But what about basketball? Yeah. You said you played college basketball. Did that give you any kind of courage? Because you're in front of a crowd there and you're performing, so to speak. Did that help you in any way in stand up?
You know what it did? That helped me with structure and discipline.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because you have to have a certain level of discipline to be able to do the job. You have to have consistency. You do have to be, you know, confident, but also the practice time.
Right.
And just also mindset. You know what I mean? Like I was a player that had to evolve. That was very, very talented, very talented player, but undisciplined.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And so my coach had to drill. Oh, I was a hothead. Oh, my God. I got put out of practice. Get out of there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Coach Bill, like, get out of here, Washington. I'd be like, what? Ugh. You know.
You don't joke about, you don't tell jokes to an upset coach like you would a teacher, right?
Not at all. Not at all.
Chastity Washington is my guest. We are talking about stand-up comedy. She's also a teacher in Milwaukee. We have to do a quick break here, Chastity, but when we come back, mm-hmm. I want to ask you about, you know, things you can draw from teaching and stand-up comedy, and who can be a tougher crowd at times. I'm sure that, you know, you probably treat your students like hecklers sometimes, and hecklers like they're your students. So we'll do that after a very short break. And our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite summer song? 855-752-CIVIC. No, 855-75-CIVIC. Why can't, it's like so close to my old phone number. I can't remember. I don't know what's going on tonight. It's a Monday. But it's a glorious Monday because we're talking comedy and movies. So it's great to have you with me. We're coming right back with Chastity Washington after this very quick break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanna cry, cry, cry.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
One, two, three, four!
Welcome back. This is a Monday night version of Nightlight. So much better than the other nights of the week, but I will say the same thing tomorrow. So great to have you with me on this Monday. I am Pete Schwabe. Conrad Krieger, the kid Conrad Krieger, riding shotgun tonight as we barrel through a Monday night here. Matt Miller is up at 7:20. We'll be talking about, he's going to put a bow on the Milwaukee Film Festival, that is, and we'll talk about some summer movies and what we've been watching like we so often do here at Nightlight. Right now, teacher, stand-up comedian, former college hooper, Chastity Washington is here. Chastity, it's great to have you. Let's talk a little bit about what it's like as a teacher. Like, what grade do you teach?
Right now I have K-4 through 11th grade.
K-4 through 11th grade. Oh, that's a wide range. How do you do that? That's a crazy range of kids.
The morning is all elementary, you know, whichever the mix, whichever classes I have that week. And then the afternoons are my middle school and high school. So I teach physical education to everyone. And then for middle and high school during the week, I also teach drama, theater arts.
Nice.
So,
oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, wow, that's so it's a good mix for me.
Yeah. What do you like teaching more? Like, you're obviously, you have athletics in your past, but also drama and comedy. That's a great mix.
It's, you know what? I love both. I do love both, but the drama does light a fire for me to see the light bulbs come on in kids, to see kids burst with confidence, to see them do things that they didn't know that they could do, or pull out things that they didn't know they had. You know what I mean? So that part is awesome.
That's great. What are some parallels? Like, do you try to be funny in front of your kids when you're teaching, or do you try to discipline hecklers?
I don't like some things just happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not even a try, you know, because nothing with them can be manufactured.
Right.
If that makes sense. there is no, kids see through everything. They'd be like, oh, what? You know what I mean? Like, they, nothing. If it's fake, or you're trying to do something, you're doing too much, as they say, doing too much, working hard. Ugh. You know what I mean? So, right. No, I ain't got to try. Some stuff just come. And then it's totally organic, you know?
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You've been all over the country. You've had all these great opportunities, Montreal Comedy Festival, working in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It looks like you've been on the East Coast as well. How does that work with teaching? Do you have to schedule it around your day gig, or is your principal understanding, or you just do stuff in the summer?
Yeah. I try to load up as much as I can during the summer. But I'm grateful. I thank God that my bosses are understanding, you know what I mean? Like, I've been able to tour I've been doing tour dates this year and at the end of 24 with, you know, with Charlie Behrens and with Roy Wood Jr. You know what I mean? Nice. So, and those come as they come. I'm like, hey, you guys, this is an opportunity. I gotta, you know, and I'm grateful that they are understanding. That is, you know, great. What I mean?
Absolutely. And you get crowds like Roy Wood or Charlie Behrens, mm-hmm. where they're paying a ton of money to see these guys, and you're opening for them. Is that's a different crowd, isn't it, than a crowd you might encounter in a basic comedy club?
It's the scale is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how they draw is awesome. I mean, it might be some comedy club folks, but the scale of it, you know what I mean? And it's their crowds, it's their audiences, and it's awesome to see. You know, it's a great lesson I'm watching my puppy here. you know, just it's a great lesson in your marketing ability, your yeah. use of social media, by targeting your audience, you know, like knowing who your clan is, you know what I'm saying? So that's something I deeply respect about both of them. They're really, really awesome guys.
I guess too, if audiences are paying $50 a ticket or $75 mm-hmm. a ticket or whatever it is, they're going to be mm-hmm. better audiences, aren't they? Rather than just going to some comedy club where it's $10 a night and a 2-drink minimum. I would think the audiences would be much more attentive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And they're so engaged and it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Tell us about your, you have a comedy special. That's a milestone for a comedian, right? I mean, that's fantastic. Tell us about it and where can we see it?
It's called Live at Dandy, Chastity Washington Live at Dandy. And I recorded it right here in Milwaukee at the Dandy Antique Shop and Event Space. It was produced by Milwaukee Comedy and directed by Matt Kemple, my dear friend Matt Kemple, and shot and edited by Traveling Lemurs, and the executive producing and the streaming by EJ Comedy, Nonstop Comedy. So it was an amazing experience. It took us a minute to get it. You know, it took us like a year to get it and to get it edited, to get it, you know, where it needed to be and ready to stream. It got picked up right away by Amazon Prime. And so now it's on Amazon Prime and YouTube and Tubi and Revel. And so it's on about 7 platforms. And you can search some, you know, YouTube movies real quick if you want to slide on there, or if you're a Tubi person, however you want to do. And it's also, like I said, available on Amazon Prime. So it's just incredible milestone for me. Long time coming. So many years in the making. I'm so grateful. I thank God to have got the opportunity to do it and to self-produce it.
Yeah.
And to work with, you know, to shoot it right here in the city and work with folks here in the city. And it's so meaningful. You know, it's so meaningful to me.
That is so great. Check out Live at Dandy, Chastity Washington, Tubi, Prime, YouTube. Can we keep you for a few more minutes, Chastity?
Yes, we can.
All right.
Absolutely.
We got intermission coming up here, also known as the news, and we will get into a little more comedy talk with our guest, comedian, Milwaukee-based comedian and teacher, Chastity Washington. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.